Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Ryan Out Loud, and happy Pride, everyone. This is my first episode into the Pride season. Okay, no, because Pride did start. Anyways, besides the point, I have some special guests here with me. You've heard me talk about True Tea a lot. They have been very supportive of Ryan Out Loud, myself and Ryan Out Loud. And I wanted to kick off, I wanted to do something a little bit different this month with being Pride. I wanted to acknowledge and honor and give my flowers to LGBTQIA plus organizations here in the city. And why not start with people, individuals I consider that have been, that have treated me and welcomed me like family. So welcome, True T. What's up?
Yay. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How y'all feeling? Let's, so first, before we go into that, introduce yourselves and your titles at True T Pittsburgh. PGH, excuse me.
Yeah,
great. Yeah. Go ahead, Julian, if you want to start. Sir.
Okay, cool. So I'm Julian McLean. I am the program manager at True T. So I do a lot of just the oversight of just making things work smoothly as possible when it comes to the things inside the studio, and even things outside of the studio. So things from tabling to outreach events, stuff like that. And then special events like Too Hot for July and the Galaxy Ball and things like that that we've thrown. I also play a hand in as well.
Okay.
Yes, and I am Dwayne Binion or Naheen. I'm the co-executive director of True Tea Pittsburgh, alongside John Easter, who I think is joining us as well. Yes, he is here as well. So alongside John or Dej, I help to oversee just True Tea Pittsburgh and make sure that we live up to our mission and vision.
Okay. Dez!
Hi y'all. Sorry I'm a little I guess we're doing like a little, well, I'm Dez, a co-executive director of True Tea. I'm more so of like the health side of things, and so okay. I have Naheen merged to help the health and art together to do what we do.
Okay, cool. Let me, before we, I want to go into detail, you know, in a second about, you know, the origin of, you know, the origin story, how this True Tea Pittsburgh came about. But first, like, let me just say, let's touch on Pride, right? It's Pride. Okay. Happy Pride again. But we had, Pittsburgh had their Pride weekend, and it really kicked off in, on the first, that Thursday, with for July. How are you guys feeling? How do you all feel about how to, you know, we're winding down from the weekend and, you know, everybody was booked and busy. Mm-hmm. How do you feel?
I feel great.
Okay. I feel like Pride was a big success. So I feel like, although it was definitely, I'm sure, stressful and more stressful for others than myself because I didn't perform as much as everybody else. But at the end of it, it seemed like it was a success. And so I'm happy for that.
Yeah.
I agree. I think Pride was super successful. This was the, it was a record-breaking Pride with the most people in Pride history, as being quoted by Qberg. Yes, over 100,000 people for the parade alone on Saturday. So that's huge.
I didn't even know all of that. And
yeah. And honestly, I think it's really the power of collaboration, the power of organizations and different leaders being able to work together and uplift the good work that we all are doing. And Dina and Lindsay as well, like at the forefront and spearheading the Pittsburgh Pride Revolution. Yes. I'm proud of everybody, honestly.
I am too. It was like my first Pride being included as like, you know, Ryan Out Loud.
You was everywhere. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but I said this to you yesterday, Naheen, but I'm going to give you your flowers on camera. Well, you don't have to do that. Camera, but on the podcast. A lot of this, me being booked and busy this weekend with hosting, doing the social media coverage for Too Hot for July, doing day two and day three of Pride Revolution, was because you were rooting for me. And I truly, truly appreciate that. You all root for me, but I really appreciate you guys, you know, put my name in conversations that I'm not in the room, but you guys mention me and put me on, and I'm truly grateful.
Thank you, Ryan. That definitely means a lot. And I feel the same way. I feel like you're always uplifting and rooting for not only True T, but Super NXT as well. So it's like a circle of life. You know what I mean? Like, we all uplift each other. Like,
yes, I listen to the Friend Zone and podcast, and I've said this to you guys probably separately, but Fran mentions, one of the hosts, she mentions the ecosystem, you know, mm-hmm. like ecosystem. They have their friends at other podcasts that, you know, the Read and all of that. They have an ecosystem. And I really have been on a mission to create an ecosystem with artists and organizations that I know, like, hey, you know, like, let's, if I can't do this, I know who can, or, you know, and that's been really important to me. And that has all started with True T. So I owe y'all a lot.
I really appreciate it.
And you're our friend.
Yeah, you are. Friends. And you've introduced us to a lot of new cool artists as well that we've been able to pull into the network too. So that's been very helpful also. I think, like you said, it is an ecosystem. And the more people that we can get a part of the ecosystem that align with the mission and vision, like, I think the better. There's room for everybody.
And let me backtrack, y'all. Listeners, Naheen has been on the show. He's family to the show. So he's been on, he wears many hats. A performer, and you were performing your ass off this weekend. Okay. Sidetrack. But yeah, so this is, you know, you're putting on a different hat for this episode, but, you know, we will cross talk about Super NXT, all of that, because it's just all in one. But give me it doesn't matter who starts, whatever, just, I'm going to shut up, but I want to know how this True T Pittsburgh came about, and why you guys, it took me a minute, because I remember when I first heard about True T, it was True T Pittsburgh Entertainment, or was it just True T Entertainment, right?
Yeah, when we first started, it was True T Entertainment.
Okay, so tell me the back, like, the everything. You know, everybody got an origin story, superhero. So tell me the origin story, how we came to, how, you know, True T came to what it is now.
Yeah, I mean, so all three of us actually, we come from the ballroom community. Mm-hmm. So we all met as active participants in the ballroom scene, walking whatever respective category that was at the time, right? So this is probably 2007, 2009. True T has seen many iterations.
Okay.
Originally, for when our debut or the birth of True T, it was created out of void. When we started ballroom in Pittsburgh, or when we started being active in ballroom in Pittsburgh, there was a lack of opportunity. There was a lack of balls. There were a lack of participants. And then there were a lack of resources in between. So we started to partner with different organizations and create balls that incorporated HIV, STI, HIV prevention and awareness in those, right? So if you get tested, you get into this event for free. And that started to help us bridge those gaps and also make ballroom a little more visible to people who didn't know ballroom.
Yeah.
Over the years, thankfully, the ballroom community has grown. And a lot of the members from the ballroom community are now leaders of organizations and or just community leaders in some respect as well. But originally, it was born out of void. After we were doing the initial pre-ball parties and things of that nature, like I said, we started realizing the health and wellness disparities. People might come to our ball, but where do they go home to sleep? How are they eating? How are they getting transportation? How are they protecting themselves from HIV and COVID and all the other things, right? So at that time, Dez and Daylin were both working at the Pittsburgh AIDS Task Force, which is now Allies for Health and Wellbeing.
Okay.
And that's really where that collaboration started, with the transition of HIV inclusion into that. Julian also was working at Pittsburgh AIDS Task Force. at the time too. And we were doing all of this remote, right? So we never had a space all of this time. Everything was kind of virtual. Everything was very much in person. We had to be everywhere. We were traveling state to state, going to all the events. It was really about relationships.
Yeah.
In 2019, we got our space in Bloomfield for the launch of True Tea Studios. And that brings us to where we are today. Yeah.
So how, when you got your, I didn't realize that that was so new. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's look at 2019. You get your location. You're now in a brick and mortar. You have your location. And then the pandemic happens.
Yeah.
What did that conversation, you know, like a lot of people, a lot of businesses did not survive the pandemic.
Yeah.
It was like, it either, you know, you either tapped into your creativity, you either tapped into your creativity during that time, or you just like dealt with what you needed to deal with, because it was a lot on people's
yes
and everything. So how was that? What was that like? What was that conversation like? Okay, we're just getting settled. Now we're hit with this fucking pandemic. And what did that conversation look like? And how was it important for you to stay? You guys were always in the front, you know, still doing, still active virtually and stuff. But it, you know, how did that come about? How did that conversation look? What did that look like?
I can touch on it.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got our space in 2019, and it really allowed us to have some permanent programming in ways that we weren't allotted before. And so our recurring workshops, the Vogue classes, the paint and sips, the financial literacy series, and all that that you've seen were really allocated to or allowable by having a physical space and giving us True Tea Studios. And then, like we said, the pandemic happened. And even though like we were affected, like everyone else was, I considered us still first responders. And so we never stopped. So we never worked from home every day. We were in the office Monday through Friday. That's like, we didn't miss a beat. And so in that aspect, it was that, okay, we might have to pivot ourselves to be more visible virtually, but still people were coming in to receive services or to receive power hour camaraderie or whatever it was, still physically space. And so we never stopped. And I think that really allowed us to get the momentum through the pandemic to really still be successful and to grow on those inherent successes that we started out with.
Yeah. And to add to what Julian was saying, during the pandemic, we were also hit with the double whammy, because that was the pivot of the whole Black Lives Matter movement as well, right? There was COVID, and then there was the Black Lives Matter movement. So both of those, True Tea, our whole existence is about filling voids, right? And being responsive to the needs of the community. And because we're at the sector of health and wellness, as well as entertainment and art, health and wellness took the lead in the forefront in that point in time, right? So we shifted our gears towards emergency services for COVID relief and things of that nature to help the community. And also we were very active and visible during the Black Lives Matter movement, making sure to be to keep our social media updated, to be on site, to be there and active and part of the movement. And I think that that helped us to also stay very visible and active during that period of time too.
Right. And we had resources that were, like you said, Naheem, were a need for the community that we serve. So our emergency fund for COVID was allowing people to pay their rent, pay their water bill, pay their phone bill.
And we were
at the time as well, we also had an emergency housing unit.
How can we forget that? Yes.
We also had an emergency.
That's the one that is upstairs in the facility, correct?
Right.
Yes, yeah, option U.
Right.
Okay.
And so that was a real resource for a lot of people that were experiencing home disparities during that time too. And so, yeah, we really, like I said, like we were first responders, like we were still doing our entertainment thing, but we were like first responders in the health services field still throughout COVID.
That, it's hard in this city, okay, to do anything creatively or, you know, anything. But you guys, like you said, you do a mixture of the health and wellness and entertainment, and it's about collaboration. Sometimes, like, I like, it's not about me. I'm not even going to talk about me. How does that, has there ever been a point in time when you guys were just like, not say you didn't feel the love or, you know, feel, what am I trying to, how am I trying to word it? Anyways, no. Let me just say how I'm going to say it. The lack of, right? The lack mm-hmm. of support sometimes, because it can be hard in this city. We've talked about this.
Yes.
Like, it can be hard. It's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't. Have those conversations, like, would I, because I honor y'all. I love you guys that have never, you know, you have not given up. And I hope you continue, you know, and mm-hmm. Will continue. Actually, we're going to speak that into, will continue to thrive, the leading voices that you are in the city, you know, mm-hmm. in moments, right? Like, from an artist point of perspective, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes, you know, like, okay, fuck this. I'm not doing this today. And, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. But those conversations, like, I feel like it has to be honest, you know, you have to be honest, you know, being executive director is not, I'm sure it's not the easiest.
Yeah, no, for sure. I feel like our whole existence has been a bunch of no's, you know what I mean? Like, no one thought True Tea would be here today, honestly, when we first started, especially because ballroom was so new when we first started. The world didn't really respect and know ballroom. So we've been getting no's our whole existence, honestly, and it can be a downer at times. It can make you want to give up and not want to move forward. But then, honestly, there are so many beautiful moments that you see that the work and the things that you are doing are actually impacting people. And I think those are the times that give you, like, just that little burst of energy, like, I am doing something right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can't do it again. I do think, like, almost 90% of the folks that work in this sector probably go home feeling underappreciated. But at the same time, the work that we do, it's not about us first, especially on the health and wellness side. You know what I mean? It's about the public. It's about the community first. And you're oftentimes serving a community that is used to struggling, that is used to fighting and figuring out their own creative ways to survive. So you are just offering a resource, and that's literally all you can do. And yeah, Julian or Des, if y'all have anything.
Yeah, I want to, like, in my experience, whatever community advocacy work I've ever done has always been a majority thankless. And so yes. people will have their hand out and be like, oh, free food, mm-hmm, bye, or whatever it may be. But it's really when you get those thank yous, or you helped my daughter, or you saved me from being street homeless, it makes those things that much more fulfilling to me. And so we can have a whole bunch of times where, like, we're sending out money or we're putting people in housing or whatever it may be, it's thankless. But like I said, when that turnaround comes around, it's okay, we see what it's really for.
Yeah. So. I love that. I do love that. And I don't think you guys understand how important and necessary True Tea is to the city. Actually, on my other podcast, I'll probably be talking about that a little bit more. But, like, me, I consider myself, even though I'm old, you know, but
you're not old.
Not old.
Bones say today, but anyway. Coming into the, you know, like, making myself known, you know, introducing myself into the Pittsburgh and the queer scene here in Pittsburgh, and getting to know, you know, I wasn't familiar with the ballroom scene, you know, but you guys have putting me on and, you know, exposing me to this culture that I love and respect, and I'm still learning, you know, so I do appreciate that. And actually, you know, seeing you you guys talk about one of the Vogue workshops that goes on, like, how, like, seeing that them perform, they performed at Too Hot for July, right? How, like, seeing stuff like that, that you are, the projects that you are, you know, less that are, you are offering, to see that come into, you know, come together and live in front of stage, like how that, how did that make you feel as well?
Honestly, it's beautiful. Like, especially,
it has to be a beautiful feeling.
It really is, like, especially because these are people that are just young, eager, and excited to immerse themselves into the world of ballroom. You know what I mean? And they honestly are very respectful. They want the history. They want the backstory. They want to understand before they just get on the floor. And Hazel Revlon as our instructor this season, Dez as our previous instructor. We've had Mara, Machiavelli as an instructor, as well as Tinky. And all of these people are very knowledgeable, key community figures within ballroom, that make sure that they not only educate you, but they're going to properly train you before you get out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the participants, they were nervous, obviously, to get out there at 2 Out for July, but they really rocked it. They did.
I was like, you know, I always think when you got in, okay, so please correct me, is when you swirl and do the death drop? Is that the drop, right?
Yep, not the death drop, just the dip.
Oh, I got it.
Just the dip.
Okay, the dip. Okay. So I always laugh. I'm like, listen, I feel like, because somebody, Hazel, she was like, oh, it's easy. I'm like, okay, Hazel, you can basically go to the moon, flip to the moon, and come back.
Right.
Like, come on. I couldn't. I always say, like, it would be me. I'm like, I hit and I'll never come up.
But that's the beautiful thing about Vogue. Like, no two people really vote exactly alike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You really vote your body. And to be unique and stand out. You know what I mean? And I think that that's what's really cool about it. You can kind of create your own style.
Yeah. And I love you guys and what you guys do. I'm going to say that over and over, because I really
love you.
I have such a respect for anybody that wants to, that puts themselves on the front line and wants to help the community, especially our own, because we, you know, our community is small, but we also don't have a lot of resources as well. So
yeah. Thank you.
Necessary. So, you know, I want to talk about a little bit about, I know you guys have, you know, Too Hot for July is like a collaboration, and we're talking about collaboration in the city, and it's a collaboration between True T and AIDS Free Pittsburgh, correct?
Yep.
Talk about it. Like, so was this one that just passed? Was this the second annual?
No.
Has Too Hot for July been a thing and I'm just new? I mean.
Yeah. So COVID kind of threw the numbers off, and I don't want to misquote it. I think this is the sixth, though.
I was going to say that. Sixth.
Yeah, I think it's the six. Yes.
It's six.
Incognito. Talk about coming out, stepping, rip me out the plastic. Is that what they say? Rip me out. Anyways.
Yeah. Oh, Lotto. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So how did you guys have always been, so all 6 years, six events you've been a part of, right?
Yes, in different capacities. Like Yeah, the last 3 years, we've been more heavily involved as far as like being more hands-on with the actual planning, selection of the artists and things of that nature. In previous years, we were more so over like the ballroom entertainment and making sure that we incorporated like the Black HIV, you know, information and outreach to the community in that capacity. But yes, now we are super heavily involved with Too Hot for July, and it's been a lot of fun. Sue Steele, I will just mention, is the originator of Too Hot for July.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I got a brief moment to chat with her on Thursday. Super. She did not want to go on stage. That was hilarious.
Super humble. Like,
and it's big. That's major what she does, what she is doing. And I actually want to reach out to her again. But so Too Hot for July 2023 is over. How does the selection of artists, how does that go? Of course it's a collaboration, and I'm sure, you know, but how does that come about, and who would you like to see in the coming, and well, you know, 2024, I guess we can start talking about Too Hot for July in 2024. I will say my friends, they tease me, well, not tease me, they were like, Ryan, why is there an event called Too Hot for July in June? And I'm like, I need to back them, Because I'm like, I'm including my friend. They're like, it's just... when I literally told my friend, I was like, yeah, there's, Too Hot for July is coming up, blah, 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 blah. And my friend was like, literally, he said to me, he texted me, he was like, run. When? I was like, it's the first. He was like, oh, I'll be in such and such in July. And I was like,
it's too hot for July.
It's too hot for July.
In June. So yeah. Work with me. Just, but why would they? I was like, I'm going to have, True Tea is a part of that, a part of Too Hot for July and in collaboration with AIDS Free Pittsburgh. I'm going to ask. So
it was, I think it wasn't. July at first.
What? Okay.
Yes. It used to be called Hotter Than July.
Right.
Okay. Hotter Than July. Okay. Okay.
And then we changed it to match with Pride, but didn't like want to change the name all the way. So this is what.
Okay. Yeah. It's just like a little freshening to the marketing. That's but it used to be in July. It was Hotter Than July. Then it got moved to June to be a part of the collaborative Pride. Okay. So then it went to Too Hot for July because now, we can't be in July.
I feel like from a marketing aspect, I was like, I feel like I think it's smart. I think I love it. Like, okay,
just to keep something familiar. Like,
yeah, right. So not leaving this empty, but who would you want to see headline next year? Because we had who has. Name headline. So when I came into the picture, it was Saucy Santana. That was he headlined last year. That was my first time going to a Too Hot for July event.
Slowly worked up. Who was before that?
We had Lekale. Wow. Yeah, Lekale has performed at the Ace Hotel when we had Too Hot for July there. During COVID, we did a virtual Too Hot for July, so it was really local based. So we had the Pittsburgh Ballroom community really as the headline for that, and we did a State of the Union address during that. And honestly, Brian, I can't even think back that far to think of anybody else past that. this
year, I tell you all the time, I don't even know what I ate for lunch sometimes.
Okay. Right, that's weird.
Who do I want to see? I want to see Corey LeRae.
Say that again.
Coi Leray.
Okay. Yeah. Album coming out.
We wanted her this year, actually.
Okay.
But we lucked out with Dream Doll. We had a big list.
Yeah, let me not forget.
We had a big list.
Really, right. She came Dream up there and owned the stage. First of all, it was funny because I was standing back there and I was like, where is she?
Like, it's so small.
So small. I was like, my bad, boo. I'm like,
And the thing is, like, we like everybody that we booked,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this event is for like the kids now. Mm-hmm. And as we move forward, we do have to think about who we bring in, because
yeah,
just because we like them don't mean the kids will, in the opposite way, so
yeah. The goal of this event is really outreach to the younger population, and especially to kind of merge we use the entertainment to merge the health and wellness in there. So as you know, at Too Hot for July, there's lots of opportunities for HIV, STI testing and things of that. So yeah. And the other cool thing with Too Hot for July is we try to keep it diverse and inclusive, right? It is obviously really geared towards the African-American and people of color communities. However, we do bounce back and forth between gender identities per year. So we had Saucy Santana last year, who identifies or pronouns or he, him. This year, we had Dream Doll, she, her. Next year, we're most likely going back to he, him, or they, them.
Okay.
Some capacity.
Who would you want to see next year?
Man, I have a long list, but the thing too. Is, these artists be charging an arm, a leg, your brain, your whole.
So you and Julian having a conversation up. We were upstairs at the studio, mm-hmm. and I was like, I remember this had to be like March or April. I can't remember, but we were talking about who was going to headline, and I was like, and I said JoJo, and Julian said JoJo Siwa. And I'm like, not too much on my good white.
No, that would have been over. I like JoJo Siwa.
I'm crying.
I was so weak. A little hurt because I'm like, don't do my sis. Not,
oh you know. My gosh. But we talked about Durand. We talked about Durand Bernard. We talked about a plethora of people. And I think that's like just a part of like the collaborative like thing. It was very organic of, well, who do we know? Who do we like? And who's done to help us complete the mission of getting the vulnerable population to the event to get
services. I mean, that's one of the many hats that you wear. You host the event. So like an artist, host, executive director, like you, like all of you guys, like you guys have where you have many hats. Like Julie, you busy too, you know? You
So I think that's part of our plan as well. So like our previous jobs and our previous just responsibilities have allowed us to like rely on the relationships that we've built. And so like Naheem with the Kelly Strayhorn Theater and Joseph and Devs with still allies and all the health services. And then I've really allocated myself into like POC or Black people servicing organizations where like I'm going to be the new president of the Urban League Young Professionals. I've inculcated myself in the Bloomfield Development Corporation. And it's allowed us to build on those successes and those relationships to ultimately give us a better result, I feel.
I agree. And I'll say, like, we do wear many hats, and lots of the hats that we wear are not necessarily because we want to wear them, but because there's
care.
A void.
Y'all care.
Yeah, because we care, and there's a void, and it's like, if we don't do it, then there's the fear that nobody else will. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of that, too.
My question, tying that in, because you all wear many hats and dedicated, all of that, what does a self-care day look like for y'all? Like, do you have one? Like, what, please, each of you, explain it, because, like, I need to know. I do one job, and I'm like, okay, Sunday, I'm not doing anything. I'm tired.
Honestly, for me, it sounds pretty, like, you know, blah, but I'm just at home in my house with my dog, watching TV, doing my thing. Like, that's like the best it gets for me on like a regular basis.
What you watching now? Some of you watching, what's got your attention now?
I watch so many shows. Right now, I'm watching this show called Silo on Apple TV.
Okay.
A show called Yellow Jackets. I'm watching
a lot about Yellow Jackets.
Power. I watch a lot of shows.
Okay. All these
fighting shows.
Bad Girls Club.
Are we Zeus fans in that? Are on this episode?
Are we fans? And we are not as TV fans. Yeah, we like ratchet shows.
As you should. I love a good, you know.
Honestly.
That is so funny. I love a good ratchetness, you know. Gotta get my feel. Julian,
honestly,
it doesn't matter.
So yeah, I can go. I think different things fill my cup and up in different ways.
Yeah,
and like a self-care day to me might just be like staying at home and catching up on my shows, or it might be spending time with my mom. Or even like this weekend where I got to really like enjoy my friends as well.
Yeah.
And so I don't often. That was self-care for me as well. And so I think that I have different ways in order to kind of recuperate and to get back to a zen kind of headspace.
Yeah.
But there's always something to do. So even if I'm sitting at home or my mom's house or out with my friends.
Somebody's going to put you to work.
I have to purchase an iPad because like I take my MacBook with me everywhere, and I'll be at my grandma's house and she's like, you still working? I'm like,
see,
some description that got to get typed or some email that got to get sent out. And I always, because I don't have a set schedule, I do it really randomly. And she's like, you came to see me. And I'm like, she right. So it's always, moving. Something's always going on. I understand that.
Oh, and I started doing YouTube. And so I think that's my creative outlet as well.
Yeah. Talk about that. Come on.
Okay, quick plug, Julian McClain on YouTube. but I started doing vlogs, and I'm just really documenting right now my experiences of my Black queer life in Pittsburgh, the events that I'm going to, and eventually I really want to mesh them or accumulate my Black-owned business servicing community organization, Color Me Urban, and really support Black-owned businesses. Whatever facet that may be. So maybe going to restaurants or going to stores and supporting artists and things like that as well. And so
this sounds like to have a side episode of Ryan Out Loud and Julian
McKinney. Yeah, we can play a clip.
You know,
I had a good time.
I actually can review the clip.
I do want to do something, you know, I've been brainstorming some ideas to bring Ryan Out Loud visuals, you know, like do something, but I haven't even got that far. But you were definitely at the top of my list to reach out.
Yeah.
So we'll talk. Naheem, what's a self-care day? Because my friend, I will call Naheem when he answers, because I know he'd be busy. When he answers, I got a call, and it's not even about business. I just be like, friend, what's going on? Are you okay? Did you breathe? Did you eat today? Did you drink your water? Did you take your vitamins? Like, we always have those like conversations. We started off and then it ends being business and all of that. But good. But you know, I like to check in on my people. So, you know, what is a self-care day for you, Naheem?
No, that is very true. We do have a lot of little check-ins. Honestly, I don't know, but I think like what I've been trying in my head, I think I'm doing is like, just packaging my life into different departments, right? So like, there's my True Tea life, there's my Super NXC life, there's my regular family life, and then there's like my friend's life or whatever. Yeah. And I guess just doing my best to try to touch each of them throughout the day, like, but after 7 o'clock I try to stop with the work part, even though it doesn't always work out, like, but usually my phone is off at least, so I don't have to deal with that part.
You'll text me back like, sorry friend, I'm like, you know, I'm not yeah. apologize to you. I get it. I respond to text messages like 3 days later, or sometimes because there's a lot of group chats that we are all in.
Yes.
And I'll respond like days later, or I'll like something. I'll be there. But like, you know, between I have family group chats, the super team, you know, I created one with you guys. And then I have
like six
Black Gay Agenda podcast text thread that goes off. And I'm like, woo, you know, so Do Not Disturb is a clutch. It really is.
Yes.
Apple gonna do one thing. They gonna come through with that Do Not Disturb. Shout out to them.
Ryan, what do you do?
Me? This is not about about True Tea.
Maybe I can get an idea.
right.
So like I because, you know, working, I'm in a new role at an organization, Amachi Pittsburgh, where I'm trying to revamp that for me, what self-care looks like, because I'm always at tabling events. I'm outreaching, so I'm always like, I'm in the office probably like Monday and Wednesday. So I'm trying to, and also trying to, you know, build a brand and network for Ryan Out Loud. So I'm always like tearing the two, but I'm really trying to shift that focus on what self-care looks like for me. If it's quality time with my friends, you know, I spend time with my grandparents. I get the best sleep at my grandparents' house.
Okay. It's
different. So I will take 2 days or a day, specifically a Saturday, and I will just go up there and I have a room at their house and crash. Okay. You know, so for music, you know, I'm a music head, so I'm always tweeting, or, you know, I'm always on Twitter or just tweeting and, you know, just random things what self-care look like, but especially friends and family. So that's what my self-care looks like.
No, I will say that music and writing music is relaxing as well.
Listen, let's talk about the song you performed real quick at, well, everywhere. You were everywhere this weekend.
Trying.
Everywhere, okay? You open, you guys at Super NXT opened for Too Hot for July, I mean, Cupcake, God, get my events mixed up. And then you closed out day three of Pride Revolution on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So... Mm-hmm. You did some heat of your own, because like you have Super Nixie, Chris does his own thing, his extrovert. What's coming up with Naheen? What's that looking like? And not to put you on blast, but
Yeah, so yes, I do have new music coming out. Like you said, Chris and I with Super Nixie, we're working on our EP right now. So we're trying to get that out before the summer ends. We have a lot of fun songs that we're excited to share for that. And then in the midst of that, Chris and I are both, Room for the Queens, written by Dez, actually.
We're going to get into that, because, hold on, finish Naheem, but we could...
Yeah, but that's the cool thing about Super NXT is, like, it is Chris and I performing on the forefront, I guess, but it is comprised of so many people, you know, that add so much to the team, and we couldn't be without. We got even you, Ryan, are part of the team. Julian is part of the team. Dez is writing for us. We have T and Z doing choreography, Malcolm doing our outfits, and everyone does so much more than just what I just said.
So yeah. There's an ecosystem, like,
it is. It really is. Even
like, I don't, like, y'all are, that's y'all family to me. So, you know.
It really is.
Real deal. I'm so
proud of all of y'all, for real, because putting yourself on the forefront is a scary thing. And this is what, like, why I started YouTube as well. It's like, I have another creative outlet that I can put myself on the forefront. But I just like being Kris Jenner has always been fine to me. I can be behind the scenes. I can be dancing in the aisle. And I can answer emails, and that's always been fine to me. So,
Lamb at laptop. You ever see that GIF of her? Like,
yes.
And so, yeah, you guys have inspired me. So, my YouTube has been inspired by you guys.
No, but I feel the same way. I feel like I get inspired from all of my friends. Like, just seeing people take risks and do things that I've known for 10 plus years they wanted to do or try, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. It took till now to take that step. And it gives me the courage to, like, try stuff, you know what I mean? Like, because I think I'm, like, we're all kind of the same. We're all kind of really... introverted in a sense, you know what I mean?
Like, this is don't... right here between my right behind my ear. I turned it on when Ryan needs to be on.
Exactly.
That button goes off. I'm like,
and you're done. Like, I feel like we're all the same. None of us, like, are dying to be the center of attention. You know what I mean? We just want to excel at the things that we enjoy doing. And yeah, I think that's what helps us. Like, we're not competing with each other, and that's why we never compete. We're always uplifting each other, because we kind of feed off of each other's successes and, like, watching each other grow, you know. Like,
it's all about supporting. That's it.
Comes Dez was doing this NFT project, and it was just really exciting watching him learn all this stuff and, like, teach me all this stuff I'll never remember. Like, but...
So Dez, let's, like, a legend in the ballroom scene.
Who told you that?
I'm saying that.
So don't let them hear you say that, girl. You gonna ruin me.
Technically, through True T, he is considered Hall of Famer, though.
Come on.
No, but
and you doing the songwriting, so like, what's like? Talk about that. Like, let's just come on.
I just I always liked to write since I was in school, because I really don't like to talk like that. But I used to always write poems and stuff. And, and so, like, writing songs is sort of like easy.
Yeah.
Way, because I like music as well. So I don't know. That's just fun to me. It's like a test. it's like a challenge that I like to rise to write for somebody else to see what they like about it.
And he writes really fast, like it can take me a couple the way days. You guys
I got like 60 songs.
Really?
Yeah.
So would you tap in and do something?
Oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. That's not me. Like, I know my skills. I know.
Understood.
I am not trying to be no pop star or nothing like that.
But we are going to push Daz to be more visible with his Vogue, though.
I've tried to make... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just mentioning that we are going to push you to be more visible with your Vogue.
But I've made beats, though. Like, I've made beats, so I'm, like, trying to make beats, too. So okay. I've started to make, like, Vogue beats and stuff like that. But, yeah... I just wanted to help, like, Supa in there, like, I don't know.
You're doing it, because this isn't the first song you wrote for them, right? It's Room for the Queens, or?
No, this isn't the first song I wrote for them. No.
But Room for the Queens, like, the moment I heard it, I was like, y'all, what is Supa Nixie going to do? When are y'all, are you dropping this on June 1st? Like,
yes, you did, though.
Happening. You have the album like already? Good. Like, what's going on? Because that song needs to, everybody needs to be involved. Yes. I need to hear that. It needs a visual.
It needs to be in these clubs with the white people.
Yeah, like, it was crazy. And then when I saw, you know, shout out to TNZ, like, putting together the routine. I was like, I know it in my head now. When I was watching y'all perform, I was like, gays to the left, gays to the right. And then I was even doing the little, like, the kick, like, the kick, river dancing part. Like, I'm like, it's crazy. You guys have a hit. Supa Nixie has a hit on her hands. And Dez, you fucking did that. Like, was seeing Supa Nixie, so God, I can't talk today. Seeing Supa Nixie perform Room for the Queens, I was like, really, how long have you been performing Room for the Queens?
That was our first time for Cupcake.
Okay, so seeing that come to like life, like how does that feel? Like how does that? I feel like that would be dope. I don't know.
I was gagging in my head. I thought they did good. It's really hard to like. It was hard for me to imagine how they would like translate that song because it's a lot of words and it's so fast and like. If you're not like listening to what they're saying, you don't even know what they're.
No, yeah.
You know, so I thought they did good.
Yeah, they did amazing. They did good. But congrats to that's dope songwriting, and it's just I can't wait to hear more. I can't wait to hear more. So you know, I am going to we're gonna wrap it soon, but you know, I want to say thank you guys for coming on. To Ryan Out Loud, I've been wanting you guys on for a while. And I feel like with this, like, it is a Ryan Out Loud, True T Pittsburgh partnership at this point. Yeah. You know, like.
I'm going to come back. Like, we have so much to talk about.
There's
more we can actually talk about, honestly.
Literally, like, we've talked about a lot of different things that, you know, we both, you know, want to do. And, you know. If any, you know, all you gotta do is text me. Hey, can I come on talk about? You know, Ryan Out Loud is open to True T, Dez, Julian, Naheen. You already know. Mm-hmm. Any way I can help, be a support, I'm here. You know.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Ryan.
You guys don't understand how like appreciative I am of you guys because a lot of these opportunities that I've had is because of you guys. And I thank you guys. And what you do in this city, if nobody tells you, it's important and it matters, you matter. And we thank y'all. I thank you guys.
Okay. Well, we thank you.
Okay. So, no, say that again. I'm sorry.
We thank you too. And I just want to say that you did amazing this weekend. You did beautiful at 2 Hot for July running our social media. It was very active. We had lots of tags, lots of engagement on there as well. You did beautiful hosting Pride Revolution. You know, Pride always full of madness and changes and things. You handled everything well.
Thank you.
this is why the universe has brought us all together, because it's just a group of passionate people that just want to do
what happens. Like, I tell you the first time, like, let me backtrack before. See, I told you I go off topic all the time, off subject. No. That's why my episodes end up being like 40 minutes, 45 minutes, or over an hour. Anyways, me and Daylen Hook, shout out to Daylen, we were roommates in college. Yes. And this is, I knew I was gay, but I was.
Okay.
You know. And you know how you know what you know, and I'm like, I wasn't comfortable as I am now. But you know, so I remember Nahini, we were young then, you know, like seeing you were on camp, you've been to PTI campus with Daylen. I remember I always tell you had these dope ass Jordans on, you were green and black. I'll never forget. I was like, I love those Jordans. Anyways, but it's like, it's just crazy how the universe just brings, you know, full circle and people that you like seeing, because I've seen each and every one of you guys, but here we are.
Yeah. Literally all friends now.
I love it. Shout out to the Sky Daddy universe, whatever you want to call them. God.
This is just the beginning.
It's just like, the beginning. Right. So my last two questions to you, all of you guys, and you can answer this how you want. The first question is, you know, we are working together to create a safe space for our community, right? Especially our Black LGBTQI+ community. What is your hope and vision, you know, for the future of True Tea in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think for the organization for True Tea, our big goal is to get an organization, because, you know, we started off very grassroots, and though we are gaining traction, we're getting recognition and support in lots of different ways, there's still a far way to go. So the goal ultimately is to get True Tea sustainable so that this organization is here even past our prime, that the mission and vision of True Tea can continue to live forward even past us being removed from the community or leaving God's earth, and to create this platform that can continue to sustain the LGBTQIA+ communities of color. I think that ultimately is our big goal with True Tea. All of us are individual artists, so we all have lots of separate side goals as well. Yeah. That we want to live through an intermediate also. But I think ultimately the passion for True Tea is that we want to bring equality and resources to the people so that everyone can start off with a fair chance, right? We just want everyone to ultimately have the same rights and same chances, same privileges as everybody else outside of the Black and brown race. Like,
that's right.
Period.
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 Y'all have everybody has separate. Nahin, he wrapped it up in a nice pretty bow. So
I think his is nice. Like, that's basically what it's given.
Okay. So then this is my last question.
Ryan, I'm sorry. I do just want to plug Julian, a shameless plug. Yeah. But Julian's family has one of the first moving companies that was started and created by people of color. It's called Grogan Brothers.
Okay. And Julian
Julian owns the warehouse that is located in Homewood right now. They're currently in the process of restoring it. Julian, if you want to touch bases on that, just to...
Grogan Brothers Moving and Storage is the first African-American business in the state of Pennsylvania, established in 1896 or something like that. Okay. And so, me and my sister took it over a couple of years ago, actually. It's been about 4 years now. So I'm the managing partner. My sister is co-managing partner. We're doing moves. We're still sustainable as a business. And we just have a warehouse as well that we have, a huge warehouse on Frankstown Road in Homewood. And we are, like Nahin said, planning to renovate it and turn it into a communal space as well. There's tons of resources coming to Homewood and like neighborhood allies and the housing authority, and everybody has been really receptive in our goal for renovating the warehouse as well.
Crazy dope.
Yeah. So thank you, Nahin. Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
if y'all need a move, hit me up.
That's coming next year or maybe sooner.
Okay. Pride and all that. I'm saying they can do large moves.
Okay. All of the big, you know what? I want to do a Ryan Out Loud Fest.
Yeah, you should, right? Actually,
I've been feeling I felt inspired, but I don't. We'll talk about that off topic.
I feel inspired. Okay.
But so my last question to you guys, True T, Pittsburgh, I asked Naheen, this is probably the third time I've asked this question, but I end Ryan Out Loud with asking my guests, what advice would you give to your younger self? And it might change. Naheen, this is the third time that question, but I feel like it changes. That's how I started off Ryan Out Loud. That was my very first episode. And I try to touch on it every, season because it changes. I'm like, oh, this is what I would have, told my younger self. So I'm going to shut up.
No, that's good. I'll let Julian and Des go first.
I guess for me, the advice I would give my younger self would be, you'll find your real friends eventually, so don't worry about it.
Joel?
Mine would be, if you plant the seeds, then the plant will grow. And so Rome wasn't built in a day. Whatever endeavor or project or whatever endeavor you're trying to go into, you gotta, like, planting seeds is fine, and watching it grow is even more fulfilling. So
plant some seeds, period. No, I think those are both great. I don't remember what I said last time, and I hope this isn't it. But I would say, I feel like the majority of my life, I have questioned my abilities instead of just trusting my gut. And I would just say to my younger self, just be true to you. Like, just do you. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And I tell you all the time, get out your head.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Get out of the one day I was like, I cuss, but I was like, Naheen, get the fuck out your head. Yes. I was like, respectfully. I mean, it would love.
Yes.
You know. But thank you guys for taking the time out of your busy day. We just came off of a very successful Pittsburgh Pride
Week. Crazy.
Such a crazy weekend, fun, and being surrounded by you guys the whole weekend. It made my heart full, very full. For a while, I felt like a little lost in the community, trying to find my footing. So, being with you guys, it feels good to find your people, to find your supportive, your backbones. And I truly, truly thank you guys. And, I get excited when I see you guys. I pop into the office all the time. I'm like,
yes.
I'm like, Miss Tracy. I'm like, she's like, hey, bro. I'm like, the
community. Shout out Miss Tracy, yes.
Shout out to Miss Tracy, yes. I just pop in. I'll be like, hey. I'll be like, I know I get on y'all nerves, but I will pop in and say hi.
Nah, you definitely don't. You're definitely a friendly visitor.
I know. Well, I come to the door, I'll come in, and Naheen has his face. He was like, okay, I just had to make sure. I laugh. I'm like, it's me.
In the Pride Madness. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, it's me. Just checking. Y'all hungry? You okay? Look.
Yes, sir.
But thank you guys for taking the time out of your busy day to come on to Ryan Out Loud. The people where they can, the listeners, I feel like a lot of people know who you are, but tell them where they can find you at on social media and upcoming events. Let us know. Let the listeners know.
Yeah, for sure. So folks can follow us at True, T-R-U-E, space, the letter T, space, P-G-H, as in Pittsburgh, on all social media platforms. We're also located in the heart of Bloomfield at 4623 Liberty Avenue, catacorner to Caliente Pizza, for anybody who's familiar. And Ryan, I just wanted to say thank you again for making the mention of the building of community through True T, because that is part of our mission. is to create spaces that allow our people to build community and to, you know, create that safe space. So I definitely appreciate that.
Of course.
Yes, I'm trying.
There we go. There we have it. Another episode of Ryan Out Loud is here, is out, and listen to it. And ladies and gentlemen, gays and days, remember Black Lives Matter, Black Queer Lives Matter, and Black Trans Lives Matter. I will never stop saying that at the end of every episode. Thank you for listening. I hope everyone stays safe, protects their energy, and just happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Well, Pride goes all the way through August in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. It's a whole summer celebration, okay? Dude. All year, for real.
All year.
Pride all year, okay?